Bible reading number 31, Genesis 28, verses 10 through 22. Jacob's dream. Jacob left Beersheba and headed for Haran. He reached a certain spot and stopped there because the sun was going down. Jacob took one of the stones from the area and put it under his head. He lay down and went to sleep there. This is what he dreamed. Look, there was a ladder extending from the ground into the sky. Look, angels of God were going up and down on it. And look, the always present one was standing above it. He said,
I am Yahweh, the God of your grandfather Abraham, and the God of Isaac. I will give the land which you are lying upon to you and to your descendants. Your descendants will be as numerous as the particles of dust of the earth. Your descendants will spread to the west, the east, the north, and the south. All groups of people on the earth will be blessed through you and your descendants. Listen, I am with you. I will take care of you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have surely done what I have promised to you.
When Jacob woke up from sleeping, he thought, The always present one must certainly be at this spot, and I didn't know this. Jacob became very reverent and thought to himself, How awesome this spot is! It must be none other than the house of God, the very entrance to heaven. After Jacob got up in the morning, he took the stone which he had put under his head, and he set it up as a pillar and poured oil on top of it. Jacob named that spot Bethel. The former name of that town was Luz. Then Jacob made a solemn vow. If God will be with me and will take care of me on this trip which I am taking, and he will give me food to eat and clothes to wear, so that I may return in peace to my father's household, then you, Yahweh, will be my God too. And this stone which I have set up as a pillar will be a marker for God's house. I will give you 1/10 of everything that you give me.